Taste your way through Napa Valley, California with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Book this exclusive trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Here's the good news. The FCC last week passed rules that will let phone companies automatically block more robocalls. The bad news, we don't exactly know what constitutes such a robocall. A look at the thorny middle ground that is auto dialing and what it means for your incessant robocalls. After these tech headlines. United Technologies has doubled down with an all-stock deal to merge with defense contractor Raytheon. The combined company, valued at more than $100 billion after planned spinoffs, would be the world's second-largest aerospace and defense company by sales behind Boeing, with annual revenue of about $74 billion this year. It will make everything from engines and seats for jetliners and F-35 jet fighters to Patriot missile launchers and spacesuits for astronauts. The new company will be named Raytheon Technologies, which, according to the journal, its new executives called a merger of equals. Let's talk more deals. Salesforce.com agreed to buy data analytics platform Tableau Software in an all-stock transaction. The San Francisco business software company says the deal has an enterprise value at $15.7 billion. Tableau would keep its headquarters in Seattle and continue to operate independently under its own name. The transaction is expected to add $350 million to $400 million in revenue in the fiscal year 2020. Its stated goal, to help its customers better use and analyze data. And let's talk gaming. The E3 Expo kicks off on Tuesday. And at a press event before the game industry's annual exposition in Los Angeles, Microsoft said it will begin publicly testing its new video game streaming initiative in October, just ahead of when Google's competing service is slated to launch. Microsoft said the test will enable people to stream any Xbox One game to a mobile device, though it didn't say which ones. We also learned that it will focus on its subscription services such as Game Pass and Xbox Live. Microsoft also said its next generation console will come out in late 2020. Check back with the podcast for more on E3. It is the world's premier event for computer and video games. We will have a post-event recap with our WSJ reporters who are there on the scene. Coming up, a check-in about your robocall problem.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
The FCC has passed rules that will let phone companies block more robocalls. However, what it hasn't done is set clear rules on what those robocalls are. A vast field of class action and other consumer lawsuits hangs in the balance. Let's figure out what we do know. Joining us now in the podcast studio with more, Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause. Hi, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's catch up first. The FCC passed rules last week that will basically let phone companies automatically block more deceptive robocalls. There's a lot to get into, but can we start there? Can you briefly catch us up to where we've landed in this saga? Because we've been back and forth on this saga.
Yes, saga indeed. So where we are now is last week, the FCC gave carriers permission to analyze their network traffic and look for, you know, potentially troubling traffic and block what they think is likely unwanted or spam calls. That puts the burden of spotting robocalls on the carriers and gives them the opportunity to do that for customers without requiring an explicit opt-in. So previously, customers had to say, I am opting into your call robocall blocking services, and now carriers can offer it automatically.
So that seems good. Here's the problem. It doesn't seem like we've exactly nailed down how to figure out which of these robocalls are the good ones versus the bad ones.
Well, so the issue that has not yet been resolved is what classifies as a robocaller, and some of that lies in the definition of the technology used to make a call. So as we know, there is a sort of wide spectrum of quote-unquote robocalls in the world. There's the sort of evil ones meant to deceive and steal your money and scam. There's a sort of benign, like your child's school is closing early type calls. And then there's this very big, mushy, and difficult middle ground that is legitimate businesses trying to contact their customer. And within that umbrella of calls, there are specifications of what technology can be used to make those calls. And that is what hasn't been defined. That's like the auto dialer piece of this, quote unquote.
And it doesn't seem that we're anywhere closer to nailing that down is what the problem is, right?
Right.
We're sort of stuck in a sense.
Yeah, the FCC has not yet clarified what that is. And that can be done and, you know, the FCC can clarify or Congress could pass rules that clarify that. But the reason why we're here is that under the Obama administration, there was a definition passed that was deemed by courts to be too far reaching,
right,
that they had overreached in their ability. And just about a year ago, a court said, FCC, you have to refine what this is and nail down a more specific definition because where we are now is too broad.
So consumer advocates, when they're not, you know, ripping their hair out, what are they coming to the table with? How are they pushing back at the FCC, at carriers? What can they come to the table with now?
They don't want the definition. If the definition is too specific, it limits the amount of, you know, redress consumers might have. Consumers who find any robocall annoying and given the number of spam calls, like a lot of us just hate
sure.
them, period, you know, versus businesses saying, like, we have a right to do this. This is legal. We want to. But in the meantime, what hangs in the balance is this pretty broad world of Telephone Consumer Protection Act consumer lawsuits. And so that's a consumer can bring a private lawsuit or a, you know, a class action case against businesses for violating telemarketing sales rules. And so that's where all this becomes important. The definition that a lot of businesses are advocating for is an auto dialer should be limited to technology that randomly or sequentially generates and calls numbers without human intervention, not something that is a pre-recorded list of consumer numbers that you're calling and timing to a human agent answering.
It seems like everything is in place. It all makes sense. It's just a matter of sorting it all out, and that's what is going to take time here.
It's clarity on that definition of the technology that is the big outstanding point. And businesses are saying, FCC, like, give us some clarity here so that we don't have to keep fighting this fight. Consumers are saying, don't be too specific because some of these are still annoying and we should be able to voice our frustration.
There it is. We will just have to see where it goes. Sarah, thank you so much for the latest.
Thank you.
We will talk soon, I am sure.
Yes.
It is a complicated subject matter. Sarah Krauss has her finger on the pulse of it all. Head to WSJ.com for all of her coverage. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.